and we would like to be, you know, make use of this time. So if you are older, then you should be in the other classroom. This is the time that I can only have one student on there so that I can even interact with you, inshallah. Okay, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And again, I don't need you to keep your cameras on as much as I want to see you, but if you are comfortable, you can keep it off also and you can enjoy from this session. So my name is Sister Javeria, and I am going to be with you here on this wonderful journey, and I love to learn. Do you love to learn? Go ahead and type one. If you love to learn new things, you can type one. MashaAllah. And I love to learn. And when I learn, I love to teach. Right? And I am looking forward to my wonderful, wonderful friends out there who are going to learn with such beautiful smiles. And then they are going to teach with these beautiful smiles. So go ahead and type two. If you are going to be like a little teacher in your houses, and inshallah, what we learn, you will teach it to everybody else. MashaAllah. Excellent. So inshallah, we will learn and then we will teach together. Okay. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us make the most of our time. I am so, you know, so proud of you that you guys can type so fast and you are writing so quickly. If you can write your name, full name, then give yourself a big pat on the back first. Take your hand, make it come all the way on the back of you. Very good. Excellent, Zakaria. Good job. MashaAllah. So you're going to give yourself a big pat on the back. I'm so proud of you that you can spell your names. And if the volume is low for you, okay, I'm going to try increasing it and see. Okay, mashallah, tabarakallah. I love the beautiful names here. I'm adding you all to my dua list. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all the leaders of the righteous, inshallah. And make you all the coolness of eyes for your loved ones in your house, inshallah. Do you know what that means? That as soon as somebody knows that this person is in the room, they feel happy. They're like, wow, this person is here. Now there's going to be no more sad face, right? It's going to be happy face, right? I am not sure because some friends have their mom and dad's name on the computer, but is everything okay? With one friend going on there, I hope you can smile. And I'm going to tell you a reason. One of my friends I can see is not so happy right now. So we're going to know why things happen, right, today. And we are going to learn the trick. How are we going to stay happy all the time, inshallah? Okay. So a very, very warm welcome to each one of you. MashaAllah joining us here. And subhanAllah. Okay. So Ibrahim Khan, you think the volume is low. So you know what? There is a sound button at your side and you can increase it at your end. You can make me speak louder at your end. So ask somebody to increase the volume on your side, on your device. Okay. And if it's still low, maybe you can connect a speaker so that you can hear, or a headphone will also be helpful. Okay. So if volume is good for you, you can hear me very well, then type one. If you would like me to talk little slowly, little softly more, then you can type two. And if you think, no, everything is perfect, then give me a five. High five. If you think everything is perfect, you can hear me good, everything is good, then write five. Okay, thank you, Sanya. Awesome, mashallah. All right, Fazia, and thank you for our lovely coordinators out there, mashallah. Jazakallah khair, mashallah. I just want to make sure that all friends are comfortable. Thank you for that high five there. So, alhamdulillah, when you write in your chat box, some of you were very fast in typing. Some of you are still typing your name. It's okay. I have a long name. You want to know my name? I will type it for you. It's a long name. So when I type, it takes me a little bit of time to type it, right? So some of you who are writing still their name, my name is, oh, okay. So it went to just one of my friends. So let me just write it here. So my name is Javeria Ghazanfar. Long name, right? So when you write your name in the chat box, then your admins will know and they will be able to note down your attendance. Okay. Today is our first day. So I'm just going to say I am so excited and I'm sure you are very excited to be here. But inshallah, in our journey together, how many of you think when we are in a classroom, we should have some rules to make the most of our classroom? So go ahead and give me a thumbs up on your window. You can select a thumbs up on your window also, or you can type one for me if you think rules are important and there should be rules when we are together. MashaAllah. Anybody feels that, oh no, we are in our homes. It's just a separate, this is not my school class. It's okay. I can just skip some rules and I can just be a little goofy. I can just do some silly things right now. It's okay. What do you think? You think we need to have rules? MashaAllah, you guys are so amazing. You're so smart. Anybody wants to write why should we have rules even if we are in a digital classroom? What do you think? Go ahead. If you want to write, you can write and tell me. Why do you think we should have rules in a digital classroom? If somebody wants to raise their hand, I can open the mic and let that person talk also. So you want to raise your hand in the chat box, and then I will be able to take your name and then you can talk, okay? So in the chat prompt, it's okay, today's first day, but inshallah, you will figure it out how you're going to raise your hand in the chat box. So underneath there, not your hand physically, Fazul, you're going to, there's a way we raise our hand in the chat box. Okay, very good. I got Kashif's hand. So go ahead and Kashif, why should we have rules in a classroom, Kashif?
We can have rules in a school.
Yeah, so why? Why should I have rules? Why can't I let everybody talk right now? What do you think? So we can talk about rules. Okay, thank you so much. Yes, Iman, what do you think?
I think that...
Look clear and talk. Sit nicely, she will listen to you.
Okay, mommy, Iman is going to work by herself. Whatever you feel like, right? This is class, Iman can say what she likes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, I am going to ask, respectfully ask, that this class is going to be with my friends, my little friends, for 5 to 7 year olds, okay? If I hear a mommy or daddy talking, we cannot have this class, okay? So we are going to just have my friends talk out by themselves, whatever you feel. So go ahead, Zia, what do you think? And Iman, you think, meanwhile, I'm going to come back to you, okay? Why do you think we should have rules? Go ahead, Zia.
To learn.
To learn. I'm so proud of that. Excellent. How can we learn if you do not put rules? And if everybody starts talking, it will be very hard. Yes, Sana? Go ahead. Sana Javed, are you there?
Sorry, my son's name is Abu Bakr.
Okay, so since it's our first day, Jazakallah khair to my all the parents for helping and putting, you know, your kids in the room. I'm going to show you on this side real quick, if I can possibly, that you can, when you have these, this is how I see the hands, okay? And if you click on your name and you press more, you can say rename. And you can put, the child can come in the room with their own name. So that way they'll benefit from it and I will be able to teach them better and they will be able to learn themselves better. Okay. So mashallah, many of our friends are now learning how to raise this hand. If you can see me showing you this hand on the screen, right? Then please give me a one, especially my coordinators. If you can just show me a one that you are able to see the screen, that what I'm trying to show you, then that'd be really appreciated. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair, Hadia and Zainab. Barakallah fi. So you can see my screen with these. Can anybody count how many hands are up in our classroom right now? Okay, let's see if you can give me a rough count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's see. Awesome. Jazakallah khair. My teammates, they won. They told me 10. So that's great. And Ibrahim also counted, mashallah. So amazing. Awesome. Alhamdulillah. So I hope everybody have wrote down their name. If you can't see, there is this prompt. I'm going to show you that prompt. Let me show you that so that you can make the most of your time with us in this classroom. This classroom is happening on Zoom. So you have a little meeting ID. Sometimes it sneaks away because it's very small.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So sometimes it sneaks away because it's very, very small, right? But when you hover on it, then you are able to see things here. And then you can click on participants. You can go here. You can see the chat also from there. Sounds good? Yes? Alhamdulillah. So if you are with me, and then I will even show you at one point in time that you can annotate. Some of my friends are already doing that. When you press the annotate button, then you can get these tools and you can draw with me, you can write with me, and we are going to have some fun time together, okay? If you're not able to find it today, option number one, I am going to feel very sad and make a sad face and feel bad about it. Or option number two, I get what I get and I do not get accept. Lock your answers, one or two in the chat prompt. And yes, if you are on a computer, then more options are easier. If you're on an iPad or on a phone, then it's difficult, right? So mashallah, you guys are very happy kids here. So you get what you get. You do not get upset. And you know what? When you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the things for you. Like you were grateful to Allah. You said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to have a good time. I want to have a good Ramadan. I want to come together and learn something from the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you come here from all around the world, sitting together here and remembering Allah, right? So inshallah, if you keep going, then things will become easier and easier and you will be able to do that. So those friends who are able to do that, I'm going to let you go ahead and put a star. You can put a star on my screen if you like. You can just pick it like that and you can put it there. Go ahead and you can do that. While some of my friends can tell me from which area they are logging in. So you can type your country names that you're coming from. You know, anybody wants to guess where am I sitting right now? Yes, I have so many hands up right now that I can't take everybody. So let me I told Iman I'm going to come back to her. So Iman, you want to tell us one more time? What guess do you have? Where am I?
She's asking where is she?
Mama, in the house?
Excellent answer, Iman. I love that. In the home, is that what I heard? Yes, I am in my home, right? And how many of us are at home? So, mashallah, Aisha guessed it correctly. Yes, you're asking me, and yes, your answer is correct. Yes, I am in this part of the world, and she gave me the correct answer. So, while you're here, you can read the answers, and definitely you can benefit as we are working together. MashaAllah. Yes, I am logging in from Atlanta, Georgia, and I am so happy to welcome you from all around the world. We have friends from New Jersey, from Oman, from Paris, from Saudi Arabia, from Manchester, from Virginia, from Qatar, from UAE, from Pakistan, mashallah. It's a beautiful world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made, and it's a huge world, and alhamdulillah, we are so happy to have you here. So let's get ready. I'm just going to make sure that I clear up everything for you, and inshallah, let's get ready now that you have understood some rule. You guys all agree, right? So if you can all, now the rule will be, now since we have passed that question, you all agree that we should have rules. Go ahead and lower your hands. All of you can lower your hands, because right now today I may not have we all understood that yes, we should have rules. So let's practice them. So I like the way that you understood it, and when I'm saying to you that lower your hands, you immediately started lowering them. That is so incredible. I'm so proud of you. mashallah. So I still have some hands. Some people are still trying to say something. But remember, we are going to work with rules so that we make the most of our time. So let me see everybody's hand lowered down, right? I can do that from my side as well. But do you think you are smart, friends? Go ahead and type one. If you think you are going to be very smart learners, you can do things by yourself. That's number one. Awesome. Excellent. Welcome to everybody telling me their locations, mashallah. And I still have 3-4 friends more to go. If you see your hand raised up on the screen, Iman, if you need help, and Nuawan, if you can lower your hand, so we can then proceed forward, okay? Inshallah. Barakallah fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accept all your efforts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it very fun for you, inshallah. Okay. Now, what we are going to do right now is, remember, I told you one friend was not so happy. He was not happy, right? I could see that he was not happy. So we're going to investigate why is this friend not happy. Okay. If you are happy, then you type one. And if you're not happy, go ahead and you can type two. And be honest, okay? And if you're like in between, you're kind of not too happy, not too sad, you can type three, okay? Go ahead, I'm going to give you a minute for that. I love that, excited. Okay, alhamdulillah, most of you are happy. Excellent. If you're happy and you know it, then you really want to show it. And what better than showing it than focusing it with our Quran, okay? Now, you are so happy and you want to come to the Quran, but there is somebody who is not happy to see you happy. Can you guess who is that? Can you guess who is that who is not happy when you are so happy? He's the bad guy. Yes. MashaAllah. Some of you know his name already. Wow, you guys are so intelligent, mashallah. Yes, that is Shaytan. So what should we do? What should we do with that? He's still, you know what? He's still making one of our friends very unhappy. He's just upset about something. Maybe he wanted that one toy and he didn't get it. Or maybe he wanted that one snack from the pantry and mommy said, no, you got to eat your real food, right? So he's still tricking somebody. So what should we do? What do you think? Go ahead and write for me. What do you think? Oh my God, that's so incredible. Sania, I need to find you from my list and give you the mic because you said something really amazing. So Sania, I see you here. Sania or Zahra, go ahead and tell us what you wrote. Yes, Sania. You can talk. I think your mic is not working, Sania or Zahra. Yeah, Sania, I unmuted you, but I think your mic is not working. So make sure when you come to the classroom, so you check your mic before by using the recorder. That way you will know that if your mic is working. So most of you got it by now and you're telling me really amazing. So Murshid, go ahead, tell us, what should we do? MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, you said something amazing. You said some of these words that look like this. Can you see them on the screen? Go ahead and type one if you can see and read what's written on the screen. So Murshid just said something that made the bad guy go out of his house. And we are all going to try to say this so that the bad guy goes out of our houses. How many of us would like to have the bad guy inside our house? Anyone? No, I don't want them. I don't want him. I don't want him at all, right? I don't want him at all to be here, right? So we're going to say this together. And the word for this is ta'awuz. Can you all try saying it at your places? Ta'awuz. Ta'awuz. Excellent. Very good. MashaAllah. So we are going to say this together. I'm going to say it once and then I'm going to open all your mics and you're going to say this together so that we can all make this bad guy go away. so that we sit here very happy, very focused, okay? Because what it means is, Uzu, I seek protection, Billahi, with Allah, win. From who? The bad guy? A shaytan. Shaytan. A rajim. The one who is really bad. He's like the rejected one. Okay? Rajam is also like stone. So he's the one which is like cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's read first this together. I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaytan, or from shaytan, the rejected. Right? So are you ready? Let's do that. Clear up our throats. And I'm going to unmute all of us and we're going to say this together in a very nice way. Some people have the habit of saying this so fast, they went ahead and they started saying Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Right? So, wow, that was a lot of people saying it together. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That was beautiful. Okay, is voice okay for everybody? Were we able to enjoy everybody's voice? Type one. Yes? Alhamdulillah. So let's say this one more time, friends, together, knowing the meaning. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Very good. One more time. Let's see if you can say it to any loved one sitting next to you. Can you say it to anybody next to you? If nobody's there, you can have a stuffed friend, or you can just say it to yourself. Let's say this. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. It's very important we say these words to get the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the bad guy is not going to make us sad or unhappy, right? He is our very open enemy. He never wants us to pick up Allah's book. He doesn't want us to read it, to recite it, or understand it and follow it. So whenever you will try to do something good, you were about to do something good, he will try his best to stop you. So when you say the ta'awuz, you are giving yourself in Allah's protection. And that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, helps you so that he stays away from you. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be good people, and shaitan does not want us to be good people, right? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us that whenever we feel like that, oh, I was about to do something good and now something, he's tricking me, I'm just going to say these words and get him out of here. Okay, so let's do it one more last time, and then inshallah we will move to our dua session with Sister Fatima, inshallah. Okay, so let's sit upright in a very comfortable position. Put anything extra away. So Fazal, if you can put this device away, he's still tricking us, keeping us focused on something else. You can put anything extra away from your hands, and let's focus and say, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. MashaAllah. All right. So inshallah, let's go ahead and see what dua are we going to learn today with Sister Fatima, inshallah. Sister Fatima, are you here with us? Yes, alhamdulillah. Sister Fatima, you can go ahead and take the control, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear children, how are you all? I hope everyone is fine, doing great, enjoying holidays, right? Alhamdulillah, I am very excited and very happy to have you all in this class. Alhamdulillah, we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us a super chance to learn Quran, to learn lots of du'as, to learn our deen Islam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, in this du'a session, we will learn lots of du'as. Can anyone tell what du'a is? Can anyone tell what du'a is? Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. Are all great? Asking Allah. Very good. Sister Heba, you said the right answer, asking Allah. Dua is our conversation with Allah. Yes, we are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, in dua, we are doing conversation with our Allah. Allah is our Lord. He is the Most High. He can give us everything, right? He can give us everything. Everything means whatever we want, what is good for you, what is right for you. In dua, we ask Allah for help. We also ask Allah for all the good things. And we also thank our Allah. Yes, talk to Allah. Very good. You are so intelligent. All of you are, mashallah, so intelligent. I was also looking to the answers given before. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. So active participants. And in dua also, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us so many good things, for all the good things around us, for all the blessings we have. Alhamdulillah. You know what? Allah loves to listen our du'as, especially the young kids. Allah loves to listen all of our du'as. And do you know who taught us these du'as? Can anyone tell who taught us these du'as? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very good. Our last messenger, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now I will tell you what we will learn today. Today dua is about sneezing. Sister Jariya, can you please turn the slide? Jazakallahu khaira. Can you see on the board? Today we will learn our dua for sneezing. What is sneeze? Suddenly, we make a sound like a chew, like this. It is called sneeze, right? Whenever we sneeze, what we have to do is to say, Alhamdulillah. What we have to say? Alhamdulillah. Can you repeat after me? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Very good. What does it mean? All praises and thanks are to Allah. Why all praises and thanks are to Allah? Because when we sneeze, all the dirty germs, all the bad things that are not good for our health came through the nose out. You know about it? When we sneeze, all the dirty and bad things that are not good for our health, they come out through our sinus, through our nose. So when we sneeze, what we have to say is to say, Alhamdulillah. One more time, say with me, Alhamdulillah. All praises and thanks are to Allah. Can you repeat the translation with me? All praises and thanks are to Allah. Okay, you got the point? Now, we will go to the next step. Maybe someone sitting beside you. It can be your mama. It can be your brother. It can be your sister. Your companion must have to say after that, Yarhamukallah. You said Alhamdulillah. And your companion must have to say, Yarhamukallah. Can you repeat with me? Yarhamukallah. One more time. Yarhamukallah. It's so easy. We will repeat it one more time. Yarhamukallah. Say with me. Yarhamuka. And then connect it. Yarhamukallah. And now why is okay for all? Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, when we sneeze, we have to say alhamdulillah. And your companion must have to say yarhamukallah. Can you repeat it with me? Yarhamukallah. Say with me one more time. Yarhamukallah. So we have done two steps. The first step is after sneezing, we have to say alhamdulillah. On the second step, your companion must have to say yarhamukallah, right? On the third step, there is one more step left. I know you guys are very much intelligent. All of the kids are very much intelligent. You have to listen a little bit more focused on what I'm saying. On the third step, you have to reply to your companion. Now it's your turn. What you will say, yahdikumullahu. Say with me, yahdikumullahu. Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu wa yuslihu balakum balakum. One more time. Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum balakum. Okay, so now there are three statements. First time you sneeze, you say alhamdulillah. Now after that, your companion must have to say yarhamukallah, and then it's your turn to reply to your companion, which is yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. We can practice all together. For example, I got a sneeze. I will say alhamdulillah. You all listen to it. Now what you guys will say? You can type in the chat box what you guys will say. Yarhamukallah, right? And now it's my turn to say yahdikumullahu. Now it's my turn. Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. Right? It's a process. First your turn, then your companion turn, then again your turn, right? You can practice it with your mom or with your sister or with your brother, okay? It will be your homework to do this activity. Now we have to understand the meaning of this dua also. Alhamdulillah means all praises and thanks are to Allah. As I told you before, that why we are thanking Allah, because all of our dirty germs, the bad things come through our nose when we sneeze. So we are thankful to Allah. Now you
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We are having some internet issue, I think, at Sister Fatima's side. But alhamdulillah, smart people, I have a question for you. Go ahead and write the answer for me. Option number one, while we are logging back, option number one is to be patient and to practice what we just learned, right? You can pretend sneeze and you can say these duas. Or option number two, which is to start worrying and say, oh my God, what is happening, right? So lock your answers. And while I'm waiting, if Sister Fatima is able to come with us again, inshallah. Let's see. Sister Fatima, if you are able to come back, then let me know if your internet resolves and inshallah come back. Masha Allah, tabarakallah. I'm so proud of each one of you that you are able to be so patient and you can practice. So Aisha, you want to read one time these duas one time? Go ahead and do that. Aisha Kausar. Mm-hmm. Yes, next time when you're sitting here, let's make sure that your mics are working so that you can, when you are given a chance, then you can participate, right? Aisha, are you still able to talk? Okay, Abu Bakr, you want to read them one time?
Alhamdulillah.
Excellent. I'm going to pretend sneeze. And oh, you want to sneeze or you want me to sneeze, Abu Bakr?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, all right. So looks like you sneeze. So I'm going to say to you, Yarhamukallah. Now what you're going to say back to me? Now what you're going to say back to me is something right here. So what are you going to say back to me? Let's say this together, everybody. Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu ba'dakum. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yahdikumullahu. Do you see this? This who here? So you're gonna say Yahdikumullahu.
Yahdikullahi.
Lahu. Who? Not he. Okay. Yahdikumullahu.
Yahdikallahu.
Okay. I need you to practice with this. Okay. Inshallah, when you will get your materials, so you practice. Let me see if Gumesa can say it. Go ahead, Gumesa.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, but if let's say I said Yahdikumullah, what are you going to say in the reply?
Yahdikumullah.
Masha Allah, beautiful. All right, so I'm gonna just pretend do it with one more friend, Zia. So Zia, I am about to sneeze. Let's see what you're gonna say to me. I am about to say, Alhamdulillah. So that is something that I had to say, right? Because I sneezed, so I said Alhamdulillah. What are you going to say to me?
Yarhamukallah.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you so much. And those who are smarter, you can even remember that when it's a girl who's sneezing, then you can say Yarhamukillah. Okay? With kasra, or if you say it zair. So here we do that. Okay? So inshallah, we'll keep practicing on that. Now, I was noticing one thing. I don't know if you guys were noticing that or not, but I noticed one thing that all these words had this common word in there, and that is Allah. Do you know the meaning of Allah? Then you go ahead and type in the chat prompt. If you know the meaning of Allah, then you go ahead and type it in the chat box. Okay, let's see. If we have this dua and we have this word so many places, it's important to find out what is that word and what does that mean? MashaAllah, Allah is our creator, He's our Lord, He's our Rabb, He is God. You guys are so amazing. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. You guys know so much. So it's very important to know your creator. What is the meaning of knowing your creator? What does it mean that you are, you? What does it mean that somebody is your creator? You can raise hand fresh now. I can take one answer. What does it mean that Allah is the creator? Yes, Hiba. Hiba Saida?
Created me.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean? It's created. Okay, He's the creator. Very good. And Zakaria, what is the meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator?
Someone create you.
Wow, that's so amazing. Just like when you make your Lego sets or something, you are creating something, or you make that cupcake, you are the one who is creating that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very special creator. Allah is Al-Khaliq. Can you all say that word? Let's see if you can all say it loud at your place. Allah is Al-Khaliq. So inshallah, I will keep asking you and see that how many of you would remember another name for Allah. This is another of His name. His name is Al-Khaliq. He created me. He created you. And what else did He create? You can write some things that He created in the chat box, inshallah. And that's very good comment there, Raya. We are slaves. And anybody asking me where to raise hand, I showed you earlier that when you are in my classroom, you will be raising hand like this on this side next to your name. You will have an option at the bottom saying that I want to raise hand, right? And we will continue to work with digital manners so that we can work together. So I have lowered everybody's hand right now because I'm not asking a question anymore, right? So I'm not asking a question anymore, and there's no way we can take all comments, but there will be other creative ways that you're going to interact with me and that I'm going to tell you, inshallah. Okay. But right now, just like right now, I have the controls. I can lower the hands. I can mute you. I can unmute you as a host. I can do these things, but can I do that without the permission of Allah? Type yes or no. If Allah does not allow, can I do that still? No way. I need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Otherwise, even if I try my best, I cannot do anything. That was a real cough. Okay. So even if I try, you know, best, it's not gonna happen, right? My voice can go down and I can't even speak, or things can happen, right? So it's a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am able to talk to you and speak with you, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the real power. He's the most powerful. He's our Lord and He's our creator. And He can create things out of nothing. Right? When we made this material for you, we used maybe computer, we used a presentation, we used some images, we used some colors, but Allah can make things without even anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah created seven heavens and the earth. And the earth and His command comes down from between the heavens and the earth, so that you may know that Allah has power over all things, that Allah surrounds all things in His knowledge, okay? So let's see what all Allah has created, right? And you can type in the chat prompt as well as to what things you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So for example, who created the sun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very good. Who created the moon? Good job, Hadia. And Muhammad Umar is telling us He created the mountains. Zainab is telling me He created the ocean. And you're all giving me the answer that Allah created. So just like that, right? Allah created this. Allah created that, right? So alhamdulillah, no matter where I look around, even if I turn around on my seat all around, anything that I see is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Very good, mashallah. The flowers and the animals and fruits, abiha, very nice. Vegetables, raya is... Yes, Raya, that is so cute. Yes, Allah created you. So next time you go and look into the mirror, the one that you see inside is also created by Allah. So this deserves a special hug. So I want you to go ahead and stretch your arms and then wrap around them to your own self and give yourself a big hug because you are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And if you have, you know, once the class is over, then you can go and do that to mom and dad and give them a big hug. How many of us were able to give ourselves a big hug and say, Allah is Al-Wadud, the most loving, the Rahman, the Rahim, mashallah. Good job, Hiba. Excellent. Mashallah. And how many of us make a promise that they will give a special, special tight hug to mom and dad after the class, inshallah? Not right now. Not right now. You know what? Why? Because, drum roll, it's time for story time. How many of us love story time? Thank you, Hiba, for writing. I promise. Good job. If you are excited about story time, let me see your smiles. And we have some special friends here doing story for you. So let's see, what are you going to hear today? All right.
What's my girl kids? Today we're going to do a story time about a very special prophet. So can you guys guess which prophet we're going to do a story of?
I don't know. Which prophet we're going to do a story of?
Prophet Yunus.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct, Ibrahim. You're right. You're right. It's Prophet Yunus, alayhisalam. Well, let's get started into the story. Once upon a time, there was a city named Nineveh, and the people in Nineveh did many bad things like shirk, and they made partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah disliked this very much. So then, He sent Yunus alayhi salam to this town and to guide the people to Islam. Dania, what city do we live in?
Al-Farada.
That's correct. Can you guys type in the chat what city you live in? So let's continue on. So Yunus alayhi salam called. The people of Nineveh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they didn't like his calling and they rudely told him to go away. Yunus alayhi salam was not happy and he felt hurt by those words. So he left Nineveh and he thought he had finished his mission of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to Nineveh. But actually, Yunus alayhi salam left the town without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. Dania, have you ever felt upset sometimes when your brother or sister is not listening?
Yes.
Yes, this happens a lot with us sometimes. So, a few days later after Yunus alayhi salam left, dark skies gave the people of the town a terrible fright and they became very scared. They feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, which Yunus alayhi salam had warned them of. So many of the people of that town became Muslims and believers that night. Wow, so many people became Muslims just that night. This sounds familiar, right, Dania? This small virus that's going around, right? Yes. So all the people became Muslim that night. The old and the young, the rich and the poor made forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside the border of the town. They took all their belongings, including their animals, their whole entire families, and they made du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tearful calls. Have any of you made dua before? You can write that in the chat. So Nineveh was a very special town where everybody's faith was improved and they all followed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered their calls and he accepted their forgiveness, and their punishment that they were supposed to have was removed. All of the people who lived in Nineveh made forgiveness, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them once more. The people who were in the town prayed for Yunus alayhi salam to come back to teach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws. Wow, isn't that so cool? Yunus alayhi salam was angry at them, but all of them now believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they want him to come back. Does anyone know where Yunus alayhi salam could be? Daniel, do you know where Yunus alayhi salam could be?
On a ship at sea?
Yes, that's correct. Yunus alayhi salam went to sea on a ship loaded with boxes and people. The sea was at first calm and slowly rocking waves, but then the stormy waves grew very large. Oh no, that must have been scary. So then, the night the ship was about to drown all of the people on board, the sea turned very rough and the waves were crashing on the ships. That must have been so scary for them. The crew on the ship, they threw out all the heavy boxes they put on the ship, but the ship was still not going to be saved. They still had too much weight on them. They must have been scared, right, Danya?
Yeah.
How would you feel at this time if you were Yunus alayhi salam and the crew on the ship? So then, the people on the ship decided to throw a man overboard the ship to stop sinking the ship in the sea. That must have been so scary. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose on this matter, and Yunus alayhi salam's name came three times when they picked up the lots or sticks to find out who will be thrown over to the sea. The people on the ship, they realized that this was a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then they sadly said and asked Yunus alayhi salam to throw himself into the ocean. How scared he must have been, right, Danya? In the stormy waves and in the ocean all alone by himself. Let's see what happens then. Yunus alayhi salam knew it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's test and for leaving Nineveh without being told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yunus alayhi salam realized what he had done wrong. Let's see what happens next. So on the edge of the boat when he was about to jump off, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and jumped into the sea, dark and cold. Allah made a huge fish come to the surface of the sea and swallowed Yunus alayhi salam's whole, not as food for its belly, but a very hard test for Yunus alayhi salam. He must have been very scared and alone inside that very huge fish, wasn't he? So then, Yunus alayhi salam was trapped in the darkness of the belly of a huge fish. The whale stayed down in the ocean for days. The darkness of its belly, the deep sea and night had no sun coming towards, so there was no light inside there. Yunus alayhi salam must have been really, really scared by now, wasn't he, Danya? Sea creatures and rocks on the seabed praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in very special ways. Yunus alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a place where no one had before that day. Wow, that's a very special way to pray inside a fish's belly, right? So then, Yunus alayhi salam remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He started to pray with his tongue, saying he worshipped none but Allah and felt sorry for doing wrong. So what do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do if Yunus alayhi salam asked for forgiveness?
Daniel? He probably forgave him and he will go back.
Let's find out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered Yunus alayhi salam and released him from the belly of the fish. The fish spat him onto a plantless shore as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his wish. You are correct, Dania. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named Yunus alayhi salam Dan Nun, saying if he didn't praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray to ask for his forgiveness, Yunus alayhi salam would have stayed inside the belly of the whale until the day of judgment. SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful that he could do that. Isn't that so cool, Danya?
Yes.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave Yunus alayhi salam, who prayed in pain. His body became very weak and sickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a shadow mirror vine to grow so that vine could help Yunus alayhi salam heal quickly from his wounds. So Yunus alayhi salam, who is now healed completely, came back to Nineveh to more than 100,000 Muslims and believers returned. The faithful Ninevites welcomed him. And as Allah's blessings, both Yunus alayhi salam and the Ninevites had earned. Wow, that is a very good story, wasn't it, Tanya?
Yeah.
Comment in the chat if you like the story. Let's see what the dua of the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam was. Let's say it in parts and then we'll say it together. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. This was the dua of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam when he was in the belly of the whale. Let's see what it means. None has the right to be worshipped but you, O Allah. Glorified and exalted are you above all that evil they associate with you. Truly, I have been of the wrongdoers. Wow, this is a very powerful dua. This is a very powerful dua that we can use in today's time too. So Dania, how did you like the story? So now we will move on to the lessons of story of the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. Thank you for being such a great. Please, you've been such a great audience now. Thank you very much for listening patiently, and now you'll hear the lessons of the story of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam.
If you enjoyed the story, then let's see some smiles, and some of you can type some lessons and you can raise hands to share. This time you can raise your hands to share what did you learn from this story. And a very, very big Jazakallah Khair wa Asan Jazah to Sister Fatima earlier for the beautiful dua of sneezing. And a very special thank you to Hadia and Dania, who happen to be twins as well. So alhamdulillah, so not to do bad things, love it. I love your smiles, I love your energy. And go ahead, Fatima, what would you like to share? What did you learn from this story today?
What did you learn about?
Fatima, did you like the story? Fatima?
Did you like the story?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone in a ship? Have you ever sat in a ship, Fatima?
Yes, I
go. Yes? Wow, awesome. You want to say anything? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me one question. I need to ask you one question. Are you happy for Yunus alayhi salam?
Yeah.
Yes, we are so happy because he was angry. People were not listening to him in his city, right? In the city of Nineveh, people were doing all kind of bad things. They were not listening to him, and he kept calling them. He kept calling them, and they were not listening. So he became a little upset, and he left them. What do you do if some brother or sister is not listening to what you are saying? Do you leave them? Option number one, type. Option number one, do I leave them or do I work with them and ask them to, and you stay patient, right? Alhamdulillah. So this is a big lesson for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to leave just like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be very, very patient. And mashallah, you wrote amazing lessons up there. Alhamdulillah. I have Hiba, you wanted to say something?
Can we do an activity?
We can do an activity. I wanted to meet you today and I wanted to see what all you can do. So let me make an activity for you. You are going to mark your favorite word from this dua. And I told you some of you can use annotate, right? So I'm going to bring this here and go ahead. Some of you can put stars with the annotate and some of you can even type your lessons, okay? So let's see if you can do that activity right now, Hiba. And you can start typing here. I want to ask for Allah's help like Yunus alayhi salam. Right? Just like when Yunus alayhi salam was stuck in the belly of the whale, he asked Allah for his help. And he said, oh Allah, I am sorry for what I did. So today, if we, anybody of us feel that we are stuck in our homes because of what's going on, then we can also make this dua and ask for Allah's help. How many of us can make that dua? Halima, you have not been in a ship. It's okay. You can go one day, inshallah, right? So we can, inshallah, learn this dua and we can say that. Go ahead, Zia.
I'll be remember Allah.
Alhamdulillah, that is so beautiful. Always remember Allah, Muhammad. Muhammad is us.
Pukari mera naam. Bolo. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Muhammad. I love your energy. What lesson did you take away from the story today?
I am Izan.
Hmm?
I learned two things from Nuh alayhi salam story.
Okay, you want to give me one? Which one is your favorite learning? Go ahead, share that.
I learned that we should be patient.
Wow, mashallah. I'm so proud of you. And all of you, mashallah, who learned so many things today, give yourself a big pat on the back. Excellent. So, Abu Bakr?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know what, when I ask your name, if you all just keep saying salam, then it will take a lot of time, right? So we say assalamu alaikum in the beginning. Now you can just tell us one lesson that you learned. And I hope you are raising hand by yourself. Mom and dad doesn't have to raise your hand, right? If you have something to say, you raise your hand. If you do not have something to say, it's okay. Then you can learn from other people. Right? So go ahead. You wanted to say something? Abu Bakr? Are you happy for Yunus alayhi salam, Abu Bakr?
Yes, ma'am.
You are, alhamdulillah. And are you going to learn this dua too?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, I'm so proud of you. Awesome. Fatima? Fatima, it's okay. Then you don't have to raise your hand, okay, sweetie? If you're not sure, we don't have to put this. Today was our first class. I'm so proud of you that you're able to use the controls. So I am now going to do is I am going to lower all the hands. If anybody really wants to say something as our final comment and you have something valuable to say to everybody, then you can raise your hands. I probably would be able to take the first 5 people because I have to remind you on something special. But before we start taking, you can still figure out if you accidentally raise your hand, you can lower it. If you really have something very nice to say, then go ahead, raise your hands, okay? And remember, don't let that bad guy trick you. Okay, he's going to make you waste this opportunity, but don't let him waste this opportunity. And I hope Thursday when I'm going to see you, you're going to be much more smarter and you will have lots and lots of things to tell me from this story. And then we will do more stories, inshallah. Okay, so right now, I just want to first remind you that let me make sure I clear this up. Nobody wrote anything here for me. I think your annotate was not enabled. That was the reason. So I will enable it next time. But for today, I am so proud of you, how you, mashallah, worked out in the classroom. Okay. So right now, I just want to tell you that your homework, you are in the home now, right? So our class is also in the home. So our homework would be to memorize the dua that Sister Fatima taught us so nicely also for sneezing and for the reply. And we can also memorize a dua for Yunus alayhi salam, right? And your admins will send you in the email as to what needs to happen or how you can send it to us or how we can give it out to us. But definitely when I'll open the class on Thursday, then inshallah, I can even listen to some friends who have memorized it very well. Does that sound good? How many of us are happy and they say, yes, I'm going to learn and I'm going to teach everybody in my home. How many of you feel that way? Yes, go ahead. I am very happy. I'm very happy with you. So I'm going to make my smiley go. I hope my smiley went a bit very fast up there. All right. So go ahead, Anam. Last comments.
Allah's the giver. Forgiver.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiver. That is so beautiful, Anam. That's a beautiful message. When people ask Allah, when people say to Allah, I am so sorry I did that, then Allah loves to forgive, right? So next time, if let's say a glass gets broken or let's say you ate that cookie in the jar, then instead of saying a lie, you can just tell mommy right away, right? And just like mommy loves to forgive, when you are honest, mommy loves to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair for sharing that. Muhammad Umar?
When we are in trouble, we have to make dua.
Masha Allah, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us learn the du'as and then make them. Inshallah, we will keep learning du'as with Sister Fatima, inshallah, and we will memorize them, right? So, Sidra? Sidra, I think your mic is not unmuting. Go ahead, Sidra.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ibrahim?
Always obey Allah.
MashaAllah. So proud of that last words. Excellent. Always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shayan? Okay, friends, we are going to follow digital rules. If you have something to say, you raise your hand. Otherwise, you don't. Fatima?
Yeah.
Okay, no, mom, dad, we're not going to help in this classroom. We're going to be by ourselves and inshallah enjoy, okay? So we're going to have very relaxed time. If you feel like, inshallah, then you share. Otherwise, no pressure, okay? And you can take your time. And I'm going to just do one last friend for today. So Abdul Rahman. Okay. All right. I think it's not going through. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm so proud of all the friends. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Abdurrahman. Yes. What is your final message to everybody? That is so beautiful. I love it, Abdurrahman. This is going to be the words in my mind that we should trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful. Can everybody say that at their places? Can we all say that together? That inshallah, just like Yunus alayhi salam, we are going to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we are inside a big veil belly, we are still going to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So jazakallah khair for being very active participants. And a special, special, special jazakallah khair to the wonderful mothers. Remember, you were supposed to hug them. And thank you so much for helping your kids today for the first class, how to raise their hands, how to set their mics and everything. If you still have something to say, the text prompt is still open. It will stay open for another few minutes, so you can go ahead and write there. Jazakallah khair to you, and I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep each other in your du'as, and indeed the reward of goodness is nothing but goodness. And I will look forward now to see you in next class, inshallah. And when is going to be our next class? Go ahead and type. When? What day are we going to meet again? So jazakallah khair for your wonderful comments. Thursday, good job, Abiha. You get a special star sticker from me. Good job, everybody else who's typing. And inshallah, I'll see you on Thursday. With your homework done. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And just like the companions used to say to each other, we're going to say to each other, wa al-asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. By time, mankind is in loss except for those who believed, who did the righteous deeds, who reminded each other of truth, and who reminded each other of being patient. So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun alal mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.